I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
Here's what to expect on this episode of The Dad Experience.
What a lot of people have come to mind is like the advice that you know is good for you, but you don't really want to do, like, oh, you know, you should have a budget, or oh, you should save X amount, or blah, blah, blah. And I think, I actually think about things a little bit differently. And I think that personal finance is a way for you to live according to your priorities.
Dad Experience.
Welcome to The Dad Experience today. Great episode. One that most of our guests or our listeners are always looking for more answers on how to save for college. Today we have Abby Chow. She is the co-founder and COO of College Backer. It's an online service that makes savings for college simple, smart, and social. Most importantly, accessible to everyone. It's backed by Princeton University, which is really cool, and it's a leading venture capital firms. College Backer has designed a service to help parents open a tax advantage 529 college savings plan. Abby's helped thousands of families save and pay for college. She's been featured on many other podcasts. Another guest that we had on previously, Andy from Marriage, Kids, and Money, The Dad's Edge Project, Stocking Benjamin, Her Money, and So Money. College Backer has been featured on The Wall Street Journal and Fast Company, TechCrunch, and Consumers Reports. So quite the resume there, and quite the cool app that you guys, program that you guys have going on. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Thank you so much, Adam. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're really glad you could join us. So we always start our show is, what's the makeup of your household? You know, who do you live with at home? You know, because we're a family podcast. What's kind of the makeup of your household?
Yeah, so to be honest, I'm, you know, still just a single woman, but hopefully we'll have a family sometime in the future. And in the meantime, doing as much as I can to help other families.
Awesome. 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 So you have a lot of experience in finance. First off, what is the best advice to our listeners that they can do to start saving for their futures and with their finances?
Yeah, so I loved this question when you initially shared it with me, because I think of course, what a lot of people have come to mind is like the advice that you know is good for you, but you don't really want to do, like, oh, you know, you should have a budget, or oh, you should save X amount, or blah, blah, blah. And I think I actually think about things a little bit differently. And I think that personal finance is a way for you to live according to your priorities. So whatever is important to you, that should be reflected in the way that you're spending or managing your money. In fact, I think that your priorities ultimately are just how you spend your time and money. And if you want to be real honest about what your priorities are, you can look at those two things. And so I think that the way that you manage your finances should be this really exciting and empowering thing, so that every time that you're doing something, that you're saving money, that you're spending money, it's a conscious choice that you're making to say that something is important in your life, whether it's setting money aside for your kids' college fund or, you know, going out and having an amazing experience that brings your family together.
Yeah. Yeah. So the big question on most people's minds and in most parents' minds is saving for college. So what can parents do right now? What's the first thing that you think that they should do when they're starting to consider saving for their children's college? You know, I know my wife and I, as soon as our children were born, that was the first thing we're like, we got to get on top of this, because we know that it's going to cost way more than it did when we went to college. So what's that one thing, or what's something that parents should start considering right off the bat?
Yeah, so first off, I totally agree with you in terms of that concern. In fact, Gallup has shown that paying for college is the number one financial concern for the millennial generation of parents. And it beats out, you know, other generations used to think about retirement and healthcare, and those are all important. But now, for the first time in history, this is the number one thing that everybody is thinking about. And what I would suggest is the most important thing would be, as soon as you can, to start setting aside money. And if you can, set it into a 529 college savings plan. And I'm sure we'll get more into exactly how that works. But setting that up and setting up contributions into that 529 plan, even if it's a small amount to start, 10 years from now, you're really going to be thanking yourself for doing that.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned the 529 plan, and what can you explain to our listeners? I think a lot of them may have some experience with that, but a lot of people don't. So can you kind of tell us a little bit what a 529 is and how it works?
Yeah, it is foreign to a lot of parents. I'll say 70% of parents don't have any idea what a 529 plan is. So if you're one of them, you know, if you as a listener are one of them, you certainly shouldn't feel bad about it. But a 529 plan is this incredible tax advantage tool to save for college. So you can think of it almost like a retirement plan. It works like a Roth IRA, but it's specifically for college. So you put post-tax money into the account. It's invested into the markets, and then it grows completely tax-free, and withdrawals are completely tax-free as long as they're for higher education. So that's a huge benefit that you can be taking advantage of, especially when your kids are young. That means that maybe you've got 18 years, you know, for that money to be growing and compounding over time.
Mm-hmm. So what are maybe some common myths or things that go along with 529s, which would be lead us to maybe, or people think that, well, a brick and mortar bank might be a better place for us to put our money. Why would we want to choose a 529 over that? Or maybe some myths that you can maybe, you know, debunk.
Absolutely. So I would say the number one myth with 529s is that, you know, they're inflexible, or that your money is locked up and you can't really access it. And sometimes that makes people anxious about it. But a 529 is actually one of the most flexible tools out there for college savings. So I'll give you a couple of examples. First of all, you can use it for a lot more than just tuition. So you can also use it for room and board, books, computers, and other supplies. So there's actually a lot of other stuff that you can use that money for beyond just the tuition of your school. Beyond that, you can also use it for a lot of different kinds of school. So not only is it, of course, you know, the traditional undergraduate college that many of us think of, but it's in-state and out-of-state, it's public and private, it's graduate schools, also many community colleges and trade schools. Basically, anything that qualifies for federal financial student aid, you can use that 529 savings for. In fact, that even includes a lot of schools internationally. So there are tons of different options for your child to choose the right institution for them. And then beyond that, even if, say, there are some other cases where it's really going to be flexible for your needs. So for example, if your kid gets a scholarship and ultimately you decide that you don't need that college savings anymore for college, you can take out the amount of the scholarship without paying any penalties. If your kid decides that there is no higher education that they want anymore, and that it's just not the right path for them, you can actually change the beneficiary to somebody else in the family. So if the first kid decides they don't want to go to college, you can move all those savings to the second kid instead, or even back to yourself or a cousin. And then the other big myth and misconception is that people are often concerned about the impact to financial aid. And sometimes parents say, oh, you know, I want to get as much financial aid as possible, and therefore I'm not going to save for college. And that's a huge mistake, because of course, that ultimately means taking out big loans, and that's going to put your child in a tough financial spot in the future. Because in fact, 529s are one of the best ways to mitigate or minimize the financial aid impact. So if you use some other common vehicles, like a savings account in your kid's name, use your own retirement accounts, those can impact your kid's financial aid by up to 20 or even 50% of that dollar amount. Whereas the 529 plan, it's only going to impact it at maximum 5.64%. So that's a fraction of what the impact might be if you're using one of these other vehicles. So it can be tough to kind of wade through all of these details, but I think the bottom line is that a 529 is specifically designed for this purpose of saving for higher education, and therefore it's actually one of the most flexible and, you know, specifically minimizing financial aid impact vehicles out there to save for college.
Yeah, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, my wife and I had one when she was doing her graduate work. And once we were done and whatever money was left over that we were able to kind of, you know, have saved on our own, we just transfer that over to our daughter and now our daughters, so that they have, you know, it didn't just go to the wayside. We were able to, like you mentioned earlier, that we can put a different beneficiary onto that. So it moved from my wife to my children, which is really a cool thing that I had no clue about until we were like kind of in that position. So that was one caveat that was like huge for our family.
Right. It's an enormous benefit. And so it just means that, you know, you don't have to worry, am I saving exactly the right amount that I should be saving for college? Just, you know, save what you can, and then it's going to be flexible enough for you to find the right purpose for it within your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you said that, you know, for millennial families now, that saving for college is number one. But, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of us as parents, number two is, okay, we're going to put our kids through college. We don't want to work forever. So what is your advice for maybe folks that are in those trenches of saving for college, but are also thinking about, okay, I've got to retire and have a life too, and I don't want to work until, you know, the end of time?
Yeah, absolutely. And totally understand that everybody has their own financial priorities, right? So retirement might be in there, but, you know, being a parent is expensive. There are lots of bills to pay. You've got other things going on in your life. And so for us, especially at College Backer, we really try to make college savings something that can just fit into your life wherever you are. And so, you know, it's going to be a personal decision exactly how much you're putting in towards college savings or retirement. But even if you decide that in your own personal budget, there is no room for saving for college, we believe very strongly that you can still start saving for college through support from friends and family. So one of the big insights for College Backer was realizing that, whoa, there's a whole community of people around your kid that wants to help them along their journey towards college. And so that means at birthday parties, even at baby showers, you know, holidays, any gift-giving occasion, you can use that as an opportunity to start saving for college by saying, oh, you know, if you're thinking of gift ideas, we just set up this college fund for so-and-so, and we'd love to, you know, have contributions to the college fund. That's a really meaningful gift for us. And what we find is that on both sides, people actually prefer that, right? So if you're a parent, you're like, okay, thank God I don't have so much stuff that I need to just like find a home for in my closet. And then from the gift giver side, they're like, oh, I don't have to, you know, go to the toy store and pick some random plastic off the shelf. Instead, I'm giving this thing that feels a lot more meaningful.
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you firsthand right now, that is 100% true. As I look across my room right here and see plastic toys all over my basement. So that is a huge thing. And we've actually started utilizing that as a family as well, which is great. And like you said, it's awesome on both sides, because it makes it a little bit easier on both parties, which is great. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can catch our podcast, as well as many other parenting podcasts, on their app. You can download their app at the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store. And we're going to take a quick break, but after the break, we're going to continue talking a little bit more about College Backer, how we can save for our children's college educations, and just make our lives a little bit easier when saving for our children. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. We're here with Abby. Abby is the COO and co-founder of College Backer, which is a money-saving program for our children and families, so that we can better save for college and higher education. And we're just going to kind of get right back into it. So like I said, you're the co-founder and COO of College Backer. We've talked a little bit about it, but can you kind of give us a little bit more details about the program and how it benefits families?
Absolutely. College Backer is the easiest way to save for college with help from family and friends. So right before the break, we were talking about how it's a great opportunity to use, you know, birthdays, baby showers, holidays, as those gift-giving occasions, as an opportunity to start saving for college. And we just make that incredibly simple. So first of all, we'll help you set up the 529 plan. So if you go to collegebacker.com, you just follow a few quick and easy steps, and we'll recommend a 529 plan for you, so you don't have to do all the research to find the right one and find the right investment portfolio. But more importantly, we also make it super simple for anybody to contribute into your college fund. So when you go to collegebacker.com, you can claim a personal link for your child. So it'll be something like collegebacker.com/Abby or your kid's name. And then immediately you can share that on those birthday party invitations on social media, through email. You can text it to your friends, and then anybody can make a contribution directly through that custom page. So we support, you know, credit and debit card. They can do a bank transfer. They can do recurring, you know, monthly contributions. That's something that we see a lot from, you know, the grandparents putting in, say, $50 a month. And they can also set up annual contributions. So every year at the birthday, every year at Christmas or whatever. And the entire idea is just to make it really simple and really easy for you to save as much as you can. And then we'll do the heavy lifting on the financial side to make sure that you're invested in the right portfolio, that you're in a great investment vehicle, the 529, and that all of that is kind of tracking towards your goal.
Awesome. Yeah. And you kind of briefly talked about it, but, you know, with the rise of crowdfunding and crowdsourcing, what have you seen? You mentioned a few, but have you seen anything out there that has been really unique of people that have, what they've done to kind of help out with their college education? I know that it's, you know, it's on the rise. You see things within, you know, you think of it as like a Kickstarter thing. That's not with this, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we focus mostly on with crowdsourcing and crowdfunding, but I never would have thought about this as being some sort of crowdfunding or crowdsourcing. So have you seen anything done that's been pretty unique in that aspect for folks? I know you mentioned a couple things, but is there anything else?
Yeah. So as you said, we've seen some pretty unique behavior in that it's very different from the Kickstarter that you're going to like put out into the world, right? This is something different. This is this is your friends and family, people who you know and who care a lot about your child. And so we call it circle funding as opposed to crowdfunding or crowdsourcing. And through circle funding, we're seeing that families are actually saving 43% more because they're receiving these gifts from friends and family. So if you can imagine increasing, you know, your college savings by that much every month or every year, that really adds up. And in fact, at those specific events, they're such a great opportunity that at a typical birthday party on College Backer, we're seeing families save $400 or more. Think about that at the birthday, maybe one other event like Christmas or another holiday every single year, and it's all growing and compounding over time. And so all of those forces mean that by the time your child reaches college age, you're going to be in a much stronger position to pay for college confidently.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, like my family, we have two children, and there's a lot of families that have two plus children, and college is a big expense, as we know. So how have you seen folks utilize this with more than one child? Is it separate accounts, or do they kind of, you know, put it into one and then change the beneficiary? Or is it, you know, how have you seen that work for families with two plus kids?
Yeah, so we recommend setting up separate accounts for each child. And there are two reasons for that. So first is the financial reason. It means that as investment advisors, we can recommend the right portfolio for each child. Because, you know, if you've got two kids that are different ages, the one who's approaching college age, we want to be a little bit more conservative with them so that we know the money will be there when they need it. But if you've got a really young child, it makes sense to be more growth oriented and a little bit more aggressive with the portfolio because you've got this really nice long time horizon and you want that money to grow as much as you can responsibly. So that's the financial reason. But the other reason is more of a personal reason. And that's because we're helping you set up that custom link for each child. And so that means that at, you know, the first child's birthday, everybody can be giving specifically into that child's fund. That child can also feel a sense of ownership with it. You know, maybe down the line, they're putting in their babysitting money or their tutoring money or whatever it is into that specific college fund. Maybe they've got their own friends that are going to be putting money into that college fund at their birthday as they get older. And so it just allows that to be a bit of a more clear separation with their own, you know, personal page. And then later, you know, as the parent, you obviously can make the changes as needed to shift from one child to the other, if that makes sense for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a question for you. Maybe you can answer it, maybe you can't. And that's all right. But have you seen families with, you know, even with one or two children utilize this program and be able to, you know, fund their children's education totally, or have you seen that accomplished yet? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Or is it just something that's still early?
It is still early, but we have had a couple of families that have been able to go through sort of the life cycle and actually make those contributions out to the university. And that's been such an amazing and rewarding experience for us to see, within College Backer, because it's just because through College Backer, we've been able to track all of the people who have contributed to the college fund over time. It's just this amazing celebratory moment because, you know, that kid can look back and say, oh, you know, thank you to this aunt and this uncle and all of these people that have been a part of my journey to, you know, make college possible for me. And I just think that's such a phenomenal moment.
Right. And with your experience with working with families and working with parents through this program, how can we start teaching our kids about saving for college? And what do you think is a good age, or what have you seen through your program that a good age where folks are, or children are starting to get a good handle on that?
Yeah. So we found that College Backer is a great way to get the kids involved. And I think the specific age depends on the family. And, you know, some families are very proactive about talking to their kids about the basics of personal finance. And for others, it takes a little bit longer. But we have seen that it creates a nice forcing mechanism almost when, you know, family members are making contributions to the college fund at a birthday, for example, then it just naturally creates an opportunity to talk about finance that is a bit more fun, right? A bit more celebratory than like, all right, you know, here's your allowance, spend it responsibly, or I need you to do some more chores and then I'll give you a few bucks. So it creates this really fun moment where you can say, oh, well, you know, these are some gifts that you're really going to enjoy this like hockey set right now. And, you know, the aunt over here has given you a gift of college savings, and let's watch how, you know, the investments are going to grow as you continue to approach college. And so I think that can be a really fun conversation for kids as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. Like you say, you may not get the immediate gratification, but man, when you can look back and that this app, you know, the program tracks back to see who's helped and when it was contributed, it's probably, you know, maybe immediately the kids obviously won't understand, you know, my daughters would never understand. They're totally young, but when they get older, it's something that'll be neat to say, wow, this person contributed. And maybe even folks that maybe are no longer with them, that they can go back and kind of see those memories of those people, which is kind of neat too, in its own way.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, and particularly because, you know, oftentimes we're seeing families start College Backer funds very, very early. In fact, with College Backer, you can start the college fund before the child is even born. And so that's why we see College Backer being used at baby showers and so on. So by the time the child reaches an age where they are able to kind of engage with the account and learn about it, there's already a history there. And you can already say, oh, you know, grandma put in $100 5 years ago, and now look at how much it is. Like, this is amazing. It's like magic, right? And so that can really pique some curiosity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, this is your chance. Tell the folks how they can get to College Backer and, you know, how they can find all that great information and start saving for their kids.
Yeah. So we'd love to actually help all of the listeners of the Dad Experience get a kickstart to the college fund as well. So if you go to collegebacker.com/dadexperience, we would love to actually give you a $10 match. So when you sign up and start saving for your child and put in at least $10, we'll double that amount by contributing another $10 from College Backer. And we'd be honored to be the first members of your College Backer team.
Yeah, great. That's so great. So we'll definitely put all the stuff in the show notes too for folks, so they can get direct links to that and go to all those great places. Well, thank you so much. You're just a wealth of information. It was a great conversation, and I know that our listeners learned so much from all the information that you shared with us. So thanks, Abby, for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for letting me share.
No problem. Don't forget the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. If you have a question about the show, have a question for a past guest, or have a show idea, or you want to be on the show, email us at dadexppodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find us on most social media just by searching the Dad Experience or the Dad Experience Podcast. And until next time, thanks for listening to the Dad Experience.
The proud member of Parents On Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.